Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Hey.
Scott, how are you feeling after the movie?
Oh, man. I'll be honest with you. Hey. Disappointed.
I'm a little exhausted, I will say.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I think the first time we watched this movie, Toy Story 4, present, working throughout the way of the Toy Story franchise and the way to Lightyear, present. Keep listening to all the episodes back and forward. We love your reviews. I don't know what I was saying.
That was great.
It was good.
Also,
good plug. I'm just getting ready for when we get a sponsor.
You saying present is great because Key and Peele are in this movie.
Oh, fair play.
So that was like a nice little connection you just made there.
Definitely one of the best parts of this movie.
I'd probably have to say yes to that.
Hang on.
I agree to that statement.
Hold the phone, Brotendo.
I've got it right here.
Oh, brother. Hey. So just for the listeners at home, Scott just did a visual gag where he actually held his phone, his iPhone mini. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. It's quite touching.
Thanks, bro.
Heartfelt. Do you have any story time before we get into toy time?
Nothing other than I've been obsessed with watching the TV show The Boys lately.
Yeah, you have.
And
that's why I made that meme for our social medias.
Yeah, yeah, that is very epic. I just have to say, I just want to put it out there. I know many other people would agree with me, but this is probably some of the best superhero content I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, The Boys TV show, I'm just going to say it, it's better than most of Marvel.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I would probably say it goes toe-to-toe with Iron Man and Avengers.
Jeez,
I'm serious. Like, that's hand on my heart.
Well, I mean, new Marvel as well is so exhausting.
New Marvel, mate.
Too much.
It's not like the Infinity Saga anymore.
Yeah, they're just getting drowned with it and we're exhausted. I mean, I'm very tired at the moment as well. I might sound a bit drowsy, a little bit dirty, and a bit under the weather.
And about halfway through this podcast, I said to Ben that I am going to go out and get us some waters. So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
That should be hot.
Stay tuned. I'm running on about like 3 hours sleep.
You're a little tired boy. I can see it in your eyes.
Thank you.
You need some like moisturizer under there or some.
Yeah, I know.
Some sort of Nivea cream.
My skin has been clearing up as the listeners can see. Yeah,
you know that underneath that balaclava, it gets pretty sweaty.
Exactly. Yeah, it does get nice and sweaty under that balaclava. I am struggling a little bit. The work this morning, very early.
Yeah.
Should we just get into this? Just do this.
I reckon we just jump in, man.
I reckon we just make this one a shorter podcast.
We'll do it however we feel.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the movie that we watched today was Toy Story 4. And as stated previously, a couple of minutes ago, yes, it was
the fourth Toy Story.
I was going to say disappointment.
Oh, yes. As the fourth Toy Story.
The first time we saw this movie, yes, we saw it in the cinemas. And I think we were hooked on the buzz a little bit because it had been quite a few years since the third one. And, you know, at the announcement of a Toy Story 4, that is just the most magical thing ever, even though 3 is the most perfect ending to the franchise.
Yeah.
You see the trailer and the first time you see the trailer, you go, oh, man, this is over. I'm over the moon.
Last time I say it, but, you know, if you want to hear our reactions on 3, go check out last bloody episode, mate, because we loved it.
Yeah.
We loved it. Keep going.
Anyways, but yeah, so I think we were swept up in the moment the first time that we saw it at the cinemas because I remember it being better.
Yes.
I remember it being a lot better, and a cinema experience sometimes can taint your view on how good a movie is or isn't.
Yeah,
it can
absolutely
make it worse or 1,000 times better.
We're
in a very controlled setting in our back room where we can just be critical and whatever.
Yeah, but it's business town in here.
It is.
We're not fucking around.
We
it's
wear suits
town.
And like we wear suits and ties when we're
watching
the back room.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, no pants as well.
I think the biggest difference between now and then present is that we didn't watch every single Toy Story in order back then, like as a marathon kind of thing. We've kind of marathoned it lately. We did take a little break.
We've seen, in real time, we have seen how good the old Toy Stories are. And now we've just, with our brains, compared it to this newer Toy Story and kind of gone, damn, that just, it's not the same.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
absolutely
gonna be
not the same.
There's going to be a lot of downers this episode, but I do want to just start off with the biggest improvement of over all the franchise, obviously,
yeah,
the animation.
Oh my God, it is stellar. And I would probably have to say some of Pixar's best work is in this movie, animation-wise.
Really nice.
Especially the flashback scenes. Well, they're not really flashback scenes because, well, they are, but we haven't seen them, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're flashbacks in the context of...
Flashback?
Flashbacks. No, no.
Oh, no, in not the a fleshy back. I just like them bony. Bony and ice cold. That's us. We're just... Dead. Ice under cold. Under these suits, we're just like dead inside. It's just bone and skin and calluses.
Ice cold, like that rain that Bo Peep was in.
Oh, yeah.
And Woody was in. Nice little segue.
Nice.
But yeah, so especially that very start scene was such a good representation on where they are with their animation skills. It is incredible. Some of it looks like real life.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the water textures. It's just so... Oh, man, the light, like, hitting off it. It looks so clear, and it really looks real. Like, the background is real and lived in.
The toys as well, awesome. Like, they're plastic or whatever, they're china or whatever it is.
Yeah,
look a lot nicer. Except Slinky. I don't know what happened with Slinky, but he looks weird, man.
Yeah.
In this one, he just looked like someone had just, like, oiled him up, and he was just like a weird non-textured oiled dog.
I don't know, because they definitely got the texture wrong for Slinky, because in the old ones I picture him to be more of like a matte brown,
and then he had like leathery ears with like little indents. Toy Story 3, Slinky's prime of animation.
Yeah, I'd have to agree, but in this one, yeah, he does look like a smooth
He's too smooth, man.
He looks like a pool ball.
He's too smooth.
Yeah, he's too smooth.
Yeah, he's too smooth.
He's supposed to be like a rough country dog.
Exactly. Not this like little smooth dude.
What have you done to our poor boy?
I definitely didn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah, the porcelain texture on Bo Peep's face and stuff like that. It's everything with that animation style is just improved immensely. Yeah.
Do you notice that the sheep fell off that cabinet in the antique store and they just didn't smash, but they fell that far?
And then they're actually made of porcelain completely, so...
Yeah, that was odd, wasn't it?
That was odd.
Did you notice that?
That was plot armor at its finest.
Very, very thick armor.
I would have just, yeah.
I've got a question for you as well.
Okay, before you hit me with that question... You got to fix your headphones up, because that's annoying me so much.
Oh, okay.
He's got a knot in his headphones. Yeah, pull it out. Come on.
Yeah. Oh. It's just going to keep knotting up.
No, it's fine. Just as long as the main knot is... Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Because that was bad before.
Wow, what's wrong? You got to explain it?
Man.
I had a knot in my headphones.
It was freaking me out, bro.
My cord was a little bit knotted up because this is my gaming headset that I'm using I'm such a gamer.
You're a knotty cord.
Yeah, I'm such a knotty gamer.
Knotty gamer.
Do you think that Andy looked different?
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Yeah, they redid his face and...
He looked like a different kid.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
That was, but the voice actor was very good. That sounded very similar to the original Andy.
Oh yeah,
and that was probably the same voice actor that they used for 3, I would assume.
Yeah,
because it's only a couple of years apart, really.
How
many years apart is
20? Was 2013 20, was blah blah,
and then 2019.
So
okay, a few years,
6 years. So.
I mean, that's time for a voice crack to come in. So it's probably another casting then.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah.
But even adult Andy looked weird.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand what went wrong there. You know, Bonnie looks the same and fine, but, small Andy, they could have just used the old model and then, just put, like, the new skin texture on.
Yeah.
And, made him look good and with all the lighting and stuff. Like, not actually remodel his entire face.
They smoothed him out too much.
They definitely did.
Another smooth boy.
And I think his hair was different too.
Yeah, it was spiky or something.
Although, no, but there are parts in the older movies where, like, you see it and he takes his hat off or something and he does have kind of, like, a little bit of a longer hair on top. I think in the first one it's, like, fully shaven because of the animation or whatever.
That's right,
because he seemed pretty young in this, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So, like, he would have been in that... he would have been in the Eminem cut stage of his life. This is, like, the 90s we're talking about, right?
Yeah, he was Slim Andy.
He was Slim Andy.
But now he's Smooth Andy.
Strange. Yeah, that was something that caught me a little bit off guard, and I was like, what?
And then he's now got a song. The OG Andy's like, I've got a rap song, and it's Without Me, and it's like a cover of Eminem's Without Me, but it's like, damn.
You got a friend without me.
Oh, that's rough, man.
Damn.
Rest in peace, OG Andy, like old texture shaved, Slim Shady style boy. A few people sounded weird as well though. Jesse sounded weird.
And yeah, we want to talk about some weird voice acting here.
Yeah, I want to talk some voice.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. That's just because the actresses have aged. As I stated when we were watching the movie, you're like, oh, Jesse's voice sounds different. Yeah. Who is the voice actress that plays her again? Can you quickly? You know what? I'll quickly.
Kenny Loggins. I think he played
Toy
Jesse.
Story. I'm just going to look up Toy Story 2 because she'll come up quicker.
My knot's not in there.
Joan Cusack.
Oh, Joan Cusack.
Now, she's incredible.
The sister to John Cusack.
Maybe.
Search.
Are we spreading rumors here?
No, leave it in.
No.
Leave it in.
All right, we're just going to leave it in, and you guys can make up your mind. Leave us a 5-star review. But Joan Cusack... yeah, she sounds very different in this movie. It sounds like she's got a bit of a lisp now. You know,
yeah.
Nothing. I don't know. There's probably just an age thing, I would say.
But
yeah, it does. Also, Bo Peep, she sounds a little bit more huskier. But as you know,
that just happens when you get older. Too different. But Jesse definitely is off-putting, and that's why they just didn't give her many lines either.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, the whole gang doesn't get many lines. I think as well because some of them were dead at this point, weren't they?
Yeah, rest in peace.
Don Rickles,
yeah.
Yeah, I think a few of them as well.
It's pretty sad.
Like, Ham gets, like, barely any lines. I mean, it doesn't feel like a Toy Story movie in that regard.
Yeah.
Really.
Actually, it doesn't feel like a Toy Story movie for a couple of reasons.
Give me another reason then.
Well, I really didn't connect to the newer characters.
Mm-hmm.
I understand... You know, you have to introduce new characters, and in every single Toy Story movie, there have been great new characters that have come in, melded with the originals.
Yep.
So well. You know, obviously, Jessie, she's a new character from 2.
Yep, Ken.
But then she became part of that. Ken, straight away, molded in. Even Barbie, she's new as well, even though there were Barbies in number 2.
But this is different, yeah.
It's like,
she was the Barbie.
She is the Barbie. But
the Barbs are the
unfortunately
bees.
Duke, you know, he's a very cool character, but I just feel like he's too much like, I don't know. He reminds me a little bit of Ken as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He's like a weird mixture of Ken and, OG Buzz trying to show off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think they were just trying to throw like all these other new characters in and, yeah, it just didn't stick, and they gave them way too much screen time compared to the originals.
Yeah, it felt very distant to the other movies, and it's like, I don't know, this doesn't feel like the same franchise. Like, favorite new character?
My favorite new character?
Type singing.
It would have to be either... It would have to be Key and Peele's characters, both of them.
Correct. That was the time running out, but you got the right answer.
Good, good.
Yeah, no, they're definitely the best.
The best.
Least favorite new character?
The little cop.
Yeah, Giggles.
Giggles.
I didn't like it.
Unfortunately, they didn't really write Giggles to be a giggler.
Plus, yeah, she wasn't...
She didn't have many lines that kind of, like, melded in. She was just like, okay, we're going this way, we're going that way.
Her introduction was very woeful. It was a bit cringy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she said, but it was bad. I just know it was bad. Although the... We should have seen more of those commando dudes. The guy didn't get the high five. Oh, that was funny. Combat Carls. That was a good moment.
Now, that is a very cool detail because that actually links back to the first movie when the Combat Carl gets blown up in Sid's backyard.
Oh!
Yeah. So that's a little hint there. Also, another Easter egg, the toy with the ball head, and he's like the drummer boy with the two cymbals.
Yeah.
That's an old Pixar original animation as well from the first Toy Story. It's the short. It's like
the Pixar short. Tim's toy.
I think it's a frightening short. Yeah, the animation is like nightmare fuel in that.
Yeah, Tits Toy is nuts.
Tits Toy is nuts.
He just like starts smashing titties.
But there are, smashing titties. That's what we do.
And I was like, that's not safe. That's not good for kids. And then Pixar took a long, hard look at themselves and going, all right, let's rework the formula. Yeah. And they came up with Toy Story. This is more centered for kids. There's no smashing tits. It's just nice. And that's actually how this franchise came to be. Little bit of trivia for you. We're not in the trivia segment. Please do go on.
You're on fire, man. but yeah, so the nice little nods to the past of the other movies is quite cool, but it doesn't make up for the waste. I would say the wasted time. You know, Gabby.
Oh God, my least favorite introduced character. That's mine.
Okay, look, I'll disagree with you there. I liked parts of her story, but she wasn't fleshed out enough, and...
Well, I guess, but also... I don't know. Such a weird focus on her. She was such a strange villain.
Well, she wasn't a villain. She's just a misunderstood character, and that's the difference between the other two antagonists. She was just an antagonist, wasn't a villain. Lotso is a villain, Sid is a villain, Stinky Pete is a villain. Like, they are all... Even the Chicken Man... They're all have...
but she's got similar motives. She just wants stuff for herself.
She's different because she redeems herself in the end.
Yeah, which is bullshit. I don't know. No, she only redeems herself because Woody saves her.
Yeah.
Why does Woody care when she just stole his voice box? Because she was keeping his friend hostage and he goes, all right, now I'm going to save her. Woody, sometimes you need to stop being a little bitch and just leave people. Leave them.
Leave those toys behind.
In this movie, there was too much of Woody just being too nice, all right?
Yeah.
He wasn't always this nice. He did shit for his friends, not for these random fucking Gabbies.
See, I think that's also... Yeah, that's also a thing. Woody lost a bit of his angry edge. Because he's known in the past three movies to kind of explode and say the wrong thing, which he definitely did to Bo Peep, but that was only once. There's usually multiple times in a movie where Woody, you know, says something and then the whole gang's like, oh, you fucking bastard. And then they come back and he redeems himself with a good quality. Because obviously he never gives up and that's a key trait, but the focus on him... just completely doing this same thing over and over again.
It's because they didn't have anything else in the movie. All they had was Woody. They didn't have a Buzz beeline, really, because then Buzz joined his thing, which was fun because usually it's the Buzz and Woody, so they probably couldn't do that for the fourth time.
Yeah.
But they've done that
every other time and it's worked.
Yeah, except for the first. It's Buzz and Woody, and that was great, obviously.
I guess so. But they were on different paths.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, they were together. You're correct. You are correct. They were together in that storyline.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just didn't feel right. I didn't like how, at the end, they did such a big focus on Gabby getting a child or that. I wish they just left her in the thing. She stole the voice box and leave her there.
Just tell her to fuck off and, you know, deal with it.
She doesn't deserve. She does not deserve that. You know, why does Woody care about this random bitch, you know? Woody literally left the entire gang in Toy Story 3 to be with Andy, okay? But then he's like, oh, no, fuck Bonnie for a minute. If she drives off, she drives off. I gotta help this Gabby bitch. She's just ripped, like, my heart apart.
Damn, man.
Bro, what are you doing? You little simp. You little bitch boy. She's literally, like, a little girl. What's wrong with you?
Look, honestly, yeah, I don't know.
A little weird doll.
I'm pretty sure that they... It seems like that they ran out of really interesting things to move the story into, which should be impossible for a movie about sentient toys.
Yeah.
They should have definitely taken it in a different direction. I still like the idea of, you know, Woody separating from the gang at the end and then going his own way with Bo.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice progression for his storyline because he's been through the same thing a few times. But they could have done it differently. I don't have the answer on how they could have done that differently.
That's what I was about to ask.
See, that's the thing. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a better way to do it, because my honest opinion is they shouldn't have made the movie in the first place.
Better idea? Don't make it. Yeah.
Don't make it.
I mean, leave it where it ended, because it was a trilogy.
But they could have easily have made this movie better as well, because it's inevitable that they were going to make a four. The studio, Disney's obsessed with making fucking sequels.
Yeah, but you should have just made like a pushed Lightyear further ahead and just done a spin-off there.
I agree.
That's a smart way to keep the franchise going whilst making it feel fresh. Like, I'm sure
it could have been a different movie. They could have titled it something different and I would have been more happy.
Yeah, like, I'm sure when we see Lightyear, whether it's good or bad, we don't know yet, and we're not going to speculate because but I think that's a smart play from the studio, because it's like, well, we got to keep milking this franchise, but we can't keep making Toy Stories. Toy Story's done, man. It was done back in 2013. You've milked the teat too hard. It's now crinkled and sad.
And they just want to keep bloody going. Well, yeah, I completely agree with you. And you know what? Let's keep going on new characters, because let's talk about Forky.
Yeah.
He irritated me, man.
He irritated you? Yeah, I thought he was a bit... he didn't get on my nerves too much. It was a bit of fun, I guess.
There's moments, but he's more of a character, in my opinion, that should have just popped into the movie and then was never seen again.
Yeah.
Or he popped in and he's suddenly just a part, like hanging out with the gang, maybe making a side gag here and there, if you wanted to fill out Don Rickles' role of making jokes or something. He's a different kind of jokester, but this shouldn't have been that much of a focus on a fucking spork.
It's weird as well, because then you get into the logic of, well, what is a toy then? Does that mean like anything that a kid makes can just suddenly become a sentient being? Like,
yeah, I know.
But what if your toy is just like playing with a guitar pick and because there's a guitar pick on the table. Yeah. I know. Not very creative, Scott. No need to give me those eyes, those glaring eyes. And you draw like a little smiley face on it. Does that mean that's a toy? Because you play with it every day?
Well, you decide what is a toy.
But how does he, because he's a spork, he somehow knows the toy logic as well of...
Staying still.
Staying still, yeah.
Yeah.
At times, then he moves when she's sleeping.
Mm. Yeah, it's very, very strange. He's a really weird character that's kind of thrown the whole logic of this universe...
He's out of place.
He's really out of place, and they could have made a cool short about him, but he doesn't deserve to be, like, the main storyline of a movie.
Nah, fuck no.
Like, they're trying to save a spork. Like, think about this realistically, right? Yeah,
spork.
When you make, like, a fun character or something at school in arts and crafts.
Fun carrot? I love it.
A fun
purple
carrot?
They used to be purple.
Or you make a drawing or something or a piece of art. Yeah, it's cool for that year, but then later on, you might look back on it when you're older, but it's not going to be that special toy.
No.
It's I feel like this movie did the wrong thing in, like, focusing on that. Like, yeah, so... A kid may make something and then that does become something super special to them, but
okay, the thing
about Forky is it's just exactly his point. He's a piece of trash, and that's my opinion.
Yeah, he is.
And he's just a piece of arts and crafts, and I feel like they should have focused more on the toys themselves rather than that. I don't know.
I was going to bring up another point, but like, I'm just going to lead off that beautiful tangent and just roll straight into another serious point.
Thank you. I need that.
Oh, God, it's so hot. Is Andy, Toy Story 3, you remember him?
I do.
All right. Glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm fucking... All right. Enough of this piss farting around. It's time for me to actually get this segue and go for it.
So, Mr.
He
Andy...
He gave Bonnie all his toys, okay? And then when he's giving her... Woody, flashback to Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
He says, this is my favorite toy. He's done everything for me. Blah, blah, blah. He does this big, long spiel about how Woody is like the most important toy out there for him personally. Then in this movie, it's like Bonnie just doesn't even give a shit about Woody. Woody's just left in the closet and he's just like a fucking piece of dirt. She just grabs the sheriff badge off him, demotes his like status, and throws him in the cupboard with the dust particles. What the fuck, man?
I couldn't have said it better myself. I just wanted you to let all of that out because you just stated the facts right there.
Pissed me off so much.
That
so much.
It's real dirty to his legacy.
Yeah. The whole Toy Story 3 last line, so long, partner.
It means nothing. It fucking means nothing.
Woody should have just stayed with him and gone to college.
To college. He would have seen some babes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he would have experienced the outside world exactly like how he was going. He would have ended up on that path anyway.
It wouldn't have been as nice without Bo. I get that.
Yes,
okay.
That's agreeable.
But let's just write Bo in somehow.
You know what they should have done? I'm taking a stand right now.
Oh, no, standing.
I'm bloody taking
he's
a stand.
Standing, everyone. You actually are standing.
We're doing the rest of this podcast standing, I think.
You can. I got a sore bum.
You can sit that little bum down, but I'm going to stand for some time.
Okay.
They should have written Bo into Toy Story 3. Now, hear me out.
Jeez, I'm intimidated.
They find her at Bonnie's house.
Oh!
That would have fixed it.
That would have made sense.
Can you imagine that?
That would have made sense.
You know, maybe write out one of the other characters that... those new characters that were introduced at Bonnie's, you know, that were cool, the Mr. Prickle Pants and the Buttercup and all that. They weren't in this. They were wasted potential.
Two lines.
New actors and actresses as well. They could have filled up that space.
Yep, easy.
And I would have been okay with that because they were already established as great characters.
It would have made sense.
But no. So that's my only way that you would have been able to get Bo back into the story.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Scott Charlesworth is still standing, and I believe he will be standing for the rest of the podcast. He is actually following through with what he said. I can't believe it. A lot of jump scares.
Actually, yeah, surprisingly.
Well, attempted jump scares. I didn't get scared because I'm a tough boy.
Yeah, I'm a little scared.
But if you're a young little kid, you would have got a couple of scares.
They got me in the cinema.
There was a few in there.
Spooked me.
You got spooked?
I got mad spooked when I was a little dude.
There are a lot of fun moments. There are still a lot of fun moments in this, and I could not give this a low score. Super low score.
A super low score. You can give it a low score, but not a super low score.
Yeah. I will say though, Bonnie's dad, absolute G.
Yeah.
He's probably the best introduced character because he wasn't in it really much for number 3. He was just waiting that time.
I like him. I like him a lot. He was funny with the popped tire gag. That was pretty cool.
That was good, yeah.
And, you know, the whole malfunctioning RV and stuff. I liked it when I feel like a broken record, but when all the OGs were, you know, causing mischief in the camper van. And they're driving into the carnival and working together to make the van, you know, slow down and stop at the carousel.
Yeah.
Like that was cool because I felt like, hey, we're with the originals again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just my main problem.
Trivia time?
You know what? Let's talk about Randy Newman. Did we already talk about Randy Newman?
Nah, we didn't.
Well, I'm so happy that the original song was back in the movie and they had some new Randy Newman in it as well.
Yeah, they released a song. I don't think it was in this thing, in this actual movie, but it's on the movie soundtrack, The Ballad of a Lonesome Cowboy.
Yeah.
Go listen to that. It's actually not too bad.
Damn.
It's like, I was a lonesome cowboy.
Yeah.
That song brings me back to doing the washing just before we left for the movie, because I listened to the soundtrack before the movie.
That's pretty...
It's
pretty hot.
And then that was the first time I got YouTube Music. Then I deleted it and switched to Apple.
Oh, wow.
Conglomerate boy.
You are a businessman. You're a big CEO.
Trivia time. TTT. Trivias. Spell it. TRIVIA.
Yeah.
All right. Duke Kaboom obviously is inspired by Evel Knievel.
He is. That's an obvious one. That's an obvious one.
It was really shit trivia this week, man. I'm just warning you. We've kind of already done 2 points already.
Come on, man. I'm standing on one leg here.
Okay. I got two more bits. Duke Kaboom was Evel Knievel inspired, and he was a stuntman toy that first appeared in Jack Jack's crib. In Incredibles 2.
Oh, really?
There we go. That's better.
Now that's a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
So.
I like that.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's all right. It's
bloody shit, mate.
In the first film, after Buzz shows off what he can do, Bo declares, I found my moving buddy. Here, when the two reunite, Bo affectionately refers to Buzz as her moving buddy. So
kind of hot.
That's a good bit. Trivia's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much really to say.
Damn, man. That's
yeah. Wrap it up. Come on, let's wrap it up.
Have we got some? All right, you reviews.
No, this is from Gabriel Gundacker. He's got no stars for some reason. I don't know how Letterboxd really reviews.
Damn, that's savage.
He just said, not like no stars. He didn't leave any stars review.
Oh, right.
He just did a written description. And okay. He wrote, funny eyes on that talking fork. 184 likes that got. So,
yeah.
I guess I agree.
I guess that's kind of cool.
Nicole Kubrick said, wait, so you're telling me anytime my toys were lost, they were just distancing themselves away from me to get some pussy? Damn, Woody must have a serious Woody. 3.5 stars.
What the fuck? Hey, no, you can't blame them, though, you know?
Poi tussi, I guess.
Everybody.
Wait, no, poi tussi. Poi tussi.
Poi tussi. Everybody, everybody and everything gets the horn.
Let's write that in the description. Poi tussi. Fuck yeah, put that on a shirt. Poi tussi. Ego Canuck says, Ainda Bem Kui Toy Story Akabo. No, I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but that's in a different language and I can't understand it.
Right.
But shout out to my boy Ego. Ego.
You're cooked, man.
Igor Canucks. I need sleep. Scores.
I didn't even go off and get a water in this podcast.
Oh yeah, you want to do it now or?
Yeah. I'm gonna go get a water before we get the scores.
All right, intermission.
Okay, intermission at the end of the podcast. Ben, you're gonna have to entertain them.
Well, the whole time. Okay.
While I go.
I got it.
I hope it's good and I don't have to censor it.
I was a lonesome cowboy. So basically on our social medias, we're talking about the boys at the start and somebody commented, best show currently because I wrote The Boys Season 3. If you go look at our bloody social media, mate, you'll bloody understand. But I said a new Marvel show is coming out and then I said The Boys Season 3 just came out with the Chad filter. And someone said, yep, this is the best show ever. So it seems like a lot of people like The Boys. I gotta be real. I haven't seen The Boys, but I've seen a lot of boys in general. Not in a weird way. You twitter. Oh, Scott's back.
Oh, sorry, that was
but
loud.
I haven't seen the TV show Boys.
Anyways, it's score time.
Yeah.
It's
who's score going? Time. Me or you?
You go, because I've gone for the last, like, three.
Yeah.
And you've asked me, oh, whose turn is it? Gone, nah, it's mine.
Toy Story, I'm still giving it a decent-ish score, 6 out of 10 nugs.
Yeah, man, I completely agree with you. It's only worth 6 out of 10 nugs.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast. Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three. Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Butts to Nuts.